The movie Roma is seen by critics as an Oscar-worthy masterpiece for director Alfonso Cuarón. But as NPR's Jasmine Garst reports, behind the scenes, the film is part of a battle between streaming services such as Netflix and movie theaters. They're fighting over who gets to show the movies first.
To premiere on the big screen or on a digital streaming service? That is the question. It's not a new one. Just last year at the Toronto Film Festival, the makers of I, Tonya were looking for distribution, and they reportedly turned down Netflix. Why? Because they wanted I, Tonya in movie theaters. And they probably wanted to qualify for an Oscar, which actress Allison Janney won.
I didn't stay home making apple brown Bettys. No, I made you a champion. Knowing you'd hate me for it. That's the sacrifice a mother makes.
Scott Feinberg, an awards columnist for The Hollywood Reporter, explains.
The Oscars are about rewarding the best movies, not TV shows. So that means you have to have had at least what they call a qualifying run in theaters in New York and LA.
That little golden statuette carries a lot of weight. You get more audience interest, more money, more work opportunities, and your film gets written into the history books. And all this presents a conundrum for Netflix as it tries to stand out among a growing number of streaming services. Michael Pachter is a media analyst at Wedbush Securities.
Netflix's goal is to be a major production company that makes compelling content that is available exclusively on Netflix to give consumers a reason to sign up and stay as subscribers.
In order to do this, Netflix needs to attract A-list talent, and they want Oscars. Netflix has yet to get a Best Picture Oscar. To do so, it has to premiere its films in theaters. In other words, Netflix needs the movie theater to kill the movie theater. The new movie Roma might be a chance to change all this. On the one hand, it's directed by Oscar award winner Alfonso Cuarón, but it's also in black and white, in Spanish, with subtitles, and with unknown actors, unlikely to be a blockbuster. So Cuarón needed Netflix. Joe Piccarello, a former executive at Fox Searchlight Pictures, says Netflix can give this movie a wide streaming audience.
Suddenly, his film can be seen right away in 190 countries around the world at a potential audience of 130 million people.
In a rare move, Netflix is showing the film first in cinemas nationwide, and just for a few weeks.
And Roma is now being taken seriously, at least right at this stage. It's still early, but right now Roma is being talked about as a serious Oscar contender.
Will this bring Netflix a Best Picture Oscar? Scott Feinberg from The Hollywood Reporter says times are changing.
The reality is we're sort of swimming upstream at this point because people are increasingly consuming movies in other ways, thanks not only to Netflix, but primarily to Netflix. You know, people love the convenience of being able to click a few buttons and watch from their couch.
But for the moment, the way to win that Best Picture is still to show it on the big screen. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
And we should note that Netflix is an underwriter of NPR.